The Book of Sirach, Chapter 46. A mighty man of valor was Joshua, the son of Nun, a minister of Moses in the prophetical office, who was created to be according to his name, a great salvation for his chosen ones to take vengeance upon the enemy and to give an inheritance to Israel. How glorious he was when he stretched forth his hand and brandished his javelin against the city. Who was able to stand before him when he fought the wars of Yahweh? Was it not by his hand that the sun stood still and one day became as two? For he called to God Most High when enemies pressed him on every side, and God Most High answered him with hailstones and bolts. He cast them down upon the hostile people. And in going down, he destroyed those who rose up, that all the nations devoted to destruction might know that Yahweh was watching their fighting. And also because he fully followed after God, and did an act of piety in the days of Moses, he and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, in standing firm when the congregation broke loose, to turn away wrath from the assembly, and to cause the evil report to cease. Therefore also these two were set apart from among the 600,000 footmen, to bring them into their inheritance, into a land flowing with milk and honey. And he gave strength to Caleb, and to old age it stood by him, to cause him to tread upon the high places of the land. And also his seed obtained a heritage, that all the seed of Jacob might know that it is good to follow wholly after Yahweh. Also the judges, each with his name, all whose hearts were not beguiled, nor turned back from following after God, let their memory be for a blessing. May their bones flourish again out of their place, and may their name sprout afresh for their children. Honored by his people, and loved by his Maker was he who was asked from his mother's womb, sanctified in the prophetical office by Yahweh, Samuel, who acted as judge and priest. By the word of God he established the kingdom, and anointed princes over the people. By means of the commandment he commanded the congregation, and he visited the gods of Jacob. By his faithfulness he was proved to be a prophet, and by his word a faithful seer. And when his enemies pressed him on every side, he called upon the Yahweh, the Mighty One, with the offering of a nursing lamb. He cried to Yahweh, and Yahweh thundered from heaven. With a mighty crash his voice was heard, and he subdued the strong places of the enemy, and destroyed all the princes of the Philistines. And at the time when he rested upon his bed, he called Yahweh and his anointed to witness, "From whom have I taken a bribe or a pair of shoes?" And no man accused him. And also to the time of his end, he was found upright in the eyes of Yahweh, and in the eyes of all living. And even after his death he was inquired of, and he declared to the king his fate, and he lifted his voice from the earth to blot out the wickedness of the people.